Very happily joined by, at least I'm happy about it, Bill Press is here. He's the former chairman of the California Democratic Party and a national newscaster as well. Good morning, Bill.
Hey, Pat. Good to join you.
Great to talk to you again, too. Okay, so let's say the Democrats take the House after tomorrow's midterm elections. What will that mean?
Well, first of all, I think there's a good chance of that. I also think, given reapportionment the way it is now, that the Democrats will get more electoral votes, a greater percentage of electoral votes than they will get new seats, if you know what I mean, right?
Yes.
But I think the Democrats will pick up between 25 to 40 seats, which gives them control. They need 23 to control.
Yeah.
And it will give them a comfortable margin. I think it will mean that Nancy Pelosi will be the next Speaker of the House of Representatives. Good for California.
Yeah.
I also think it means that you will see certainly new chairman of many of the important committees. And I think you'll see a pretty aggressive oversight, a lot of hearings on some issues which may have been swept under the rug from a Democratic point of view, at any rate, for the last couple of years.
Yes.
How many troops do we really have in Northern Africa, and what countries are they in there, and what are they doing? Maybe one question. Another question is it really a proper use of troops to American troops to send them to put up barbed wire on the southern border. So some of those things that have just happened automatically, I think, will be questioned more, certainly by the House.
And Bill, your opinion on how this election tomorrow could be a referendum on who we are as a country?
I think that's a very good point, Pat. If you ask any Democrat candidate today, they'll quickly say this election is not a referendum on Donald Trump. I think they're wrong. I think Donald Trump has made it a referendum on Donald Trump. I mean, all these rallies, he's held 53 rallies. Well, tonight will be 53 rallies in 28 states. To his credit, no president has worked that hard, right?
Yeah, he's energetic. There's no question about it.
Oh, absolutely. And he's using all the resources of his office to help Republican candidates, especially for the Senate. And at these rallies, people are holding up signs that say Trump 2020, right?
Yeah.
Trump 2020.
Yeah. He says,
I'm not on the ballot, but pretend I am on the ballot and go out and vote for me. So I think he's made this an election all about him. And I think the real question is, do people like the direction Donald Trump is taking the country on whatever level, right? Whether that's environment or whether it's immigration or whether it's dealing with Russia or Saudi Arabia, people like the direction Donald Trump is taking the country, yes or no?
Yeah.
I think that's across the board the vote, what this vote is all about.
Yeah, I think you're right about that. And for Californians, of course, we don't expect there to be any surprise about who sits in the governor's office. That would be quite the upset, wouldn't it?
Oh, right. Yeah. I don't think there's any doubt that John Cox will not prevail. But Gavin Newsom is the next governor of California. John Cox tried two or three times in Illinois and couldn't win. I think he's kind of extended his losing streak to California. And I also think it's pretty clear that Dianne Feinstein, who's been our senator since 1992, is going to get reelected for fourth term. Am I correct?
I believe that's true.
Whatever it is.
Yeah, yeah.
She'll be back in.
That she'll still be in there. When you're talking about Feinstein or you're talking about Pelosi, you can't beat the Democratic dollars that come in based on either of them. It's such a pretty tough thing to battle.
Yes, number one. And number two, they outwork anybody else. Nancy Pelosi has been to more states, helping more candidates, raising more money than any speaker in history. And if the Democrats take back the House, there's no way, in my opinion, that they can deny Nancy Pelosi another term as Speaker. And by the way, there's nobody else who's declared against her. They're grumbling, but nobody else declared against her. I started to say, I think the real action in California, Pat, is going to be in Orange County and North San Diego County, where there are as many as five congressional seats that Democrats could pick up from Republicans.
Yeah, that's the hot spot.
From red to blue. And that could be the key factor in whether or not Democrats take back the House.
Yeah, and we're all watching Southern California for that particular reason tomorrow, Bill. And always a thrill to have you on, sir. And it would be fun to talk to you right after the election.
Hey, let's do that. I consider myself a, you know, as a Marin County resident, right?
Not that far
right. away.
So no, you're a local boy.
I'm a local part of the KSRO team.
Okay, attaboy, thanks, Will. Matt. We're proud to have you. That is Bill Press on KSRO.